Welcome to Ghosts to Show You, Bonus Ghost, where we interview our friends about their first-hand paranormal experiences. On this episode, we talk to my friend and boss, Mark Razzo. Please enjoy.
Fidgeting.
And you're not allowed to look at your phone.
Wow.
I wasn't.
It's tough.
Am I allowed to swear on this podcast? Or can I even be talking right now? I should have waited for my introduction.
The signal.
Okay. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
With my friend and yours, Mark Razzo.
Yay.
Hey, what's up, nerds?
Nothing.
Oh, I mean, thanks for coming over to my house.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Mark. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Say your name, too.
Oh, my name is Mark Razzo. I'm from Bennington, Vermont. I've lived in New York City for 24 years.
Damn. Yeah. You're a musician.
And I'm an adult male.
You're an adult male.
Fully grown.
Candy enthusiast.
I love candy.
Yeah, I guess that's enough. Sure. That's enough about you. And so, you know, we're here to talk about your ghost experiences.
Fun. I love my ghost stories because they're true. They really happened and they still haunt my dreams.
Do they?
No, but sometimes I do get a little sketched out, like late at night when I'm closing the bar by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like that? You work at the same bar that I work at.
I do work at the same bar as you. And called Max Fish. And I used to get creeped out closing the bar because you have to go through the basement.
It's
and
just
it's
when
all
you have to
dark.
Turn off the lights in the basement.
And
every
run.
Time I turn off that last light, there's just once in a while in my mind the door shuts and I get just trapped in there in darkness.
What?
You know, as a thought as I'm approaching the door.
Right.
Oh, but
and then
it
when I come up the stairs, sometimes I run up the stairs.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too. But I've actually gotten much better. I'm not worried about if there's a ghost down there. I spent
he would have eaten us by now. Or
he would have eaten
or slimed
that's
us.
Slimers,
or something.
Yeah.
Do they eat you?
Ours would definitely be a slimer.
Mm-hmm. I think it's got to be a friendly ghost if there is a ghost down there.
Yeah.
So it's not even really a mischievous ghost. But it's funny. I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but one time I was working at the bar and this guy came in and he was asking me all these questions because he had worked at it when it was gallery bar. And he was like, is this painting still here? I was like, no, we redid it. He's like, is this still here? And I was like, no. And he was like, is it still haunted? And I was like, I don't know. And he said that they used to kind of haze people that started working at gallery bar. They would be like, oh, why don't you go put this in the basement? All knowing that whoever they sent to the basement would, I guess, see a ghost. And they would. And they would see the ghost of a man sticking his face out from behind a little wall or something.
Oh, yeah. That's where our recycling room is now.
Right. So the recycling room took
scary
over.
Scary stuff.
The recycling room is the weirdest little. I don't like going down there when I'm by myself. I don't like opening that door into the recycling room.
Now I'm not going to recycle.
And that's why we're not recycling. But we are here to talk to you to have you tell us about these other ghost stories that you have.
Cool. Which one would you like first?
Well,
I have two. One happened in Crested Butte, Colorado, I'd say in like 2002.
Okay.
And the other one happened in Connecticut, the home of all scary
white people
hauntings. But that was in the 90s.
So pre-9/11, post-9/11. You know, different worlds of ghosts.
I think this was pre 9/11, the haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah, if you will. The haunting
we
in
probably
Connecticut,
can't take that I out think... of the thing.
Yeah, we're going to get sued.
The haunting in boop.
Yeah. I think that one is my favorite one, so let's save that for last. So
the Connecticut one?
The Connecticut one's my favorite one.
So we'll start with Colorado.
Start with Colorado, set it up.
Colorado. I got booked on this job once in a while. I did some very embarrassing man modeling catalog work.
Cool.
Wait,
won't
mention
the just stop talking, Emily. This is my turn to talk. I have the mic.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure. So I got booked on this job and paid really well. And I was psyched because I've never been to Crested Butte, Colorado before. And I was like,
sure,
I want
to
go somewhere new.
Everybody wants to go there.
So when I get there, the whole crew is there already. And I flew in and I got to this bar to meet everybody, the crew. And they're like, hey, you know, you should be careful. We're at like 8,000 feet elevation up here. So weird thing, you know, don't drink too much. And, right. you know, you might get short of breath or something like that. So, of course, I did as many tequila shots as possible and like had a really good meal. And then after we were leaving, they're like, well, we're all staying at this one house in like the east side of town. But there's not enough room for you. So we're going to have to put you across town. This new developer just put these, it's like a really nice place, but there's no one there. And you'll be there by yourself. And I was like, okay, cool. I wasn't even thinking creepy. I was like, cool. I got the whole place to myself.
Right.
Maybe there's a hot tub.
You're not like, oh,
you know,
man,
snack.
I'm going to get
I don't
haunted,
have to, like,
aren't I?
Yeah. Like, and then they're like, oh, also there's a model that's probably coming in from Paris at around 2 a.m. Like, she might be getting in at 2 a.m. So if you hear a woman's voice or something, then it's probably
right.
just her. And I was like, okay, cool. So get to the place, and as soon as they leave, I'm like kind of, I was pretty tired. So I pass out pretty much watching TV, I think. And within like 10 minutes. And then like I wake up, just, I get woken up by basically a cold like breeze coming up the sheets, and I'm totally paralyzed. I can't move at all. And I'm freaking out.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm just like, oh my God, I'm conscious. Kind of, and I can kind of see the TV, but it's blurred. And I'm like, all the hair is like sticking up on my arms, and I just like, I can only look around, I can't move. And then the sheet starts to like slowly get pulled off of me, and I'm like, now I'm shitting in my fucking pants. I was just ready to cry. It's like,
oh my God.
And then I hear in the bathroom, I hear a girl crying and like kind of clawing at the door, and I'm just losing it. I'm still paralyzed. The sheet now is like kind of like at my waist, and I'm dead.
Oh my god!
This ghost is gonna murder me, and I don't know what the fuck is happening. Ugh. And like the woman's voice gets louder and louder, and my heart is just like beating in my chest, in my mouth. I'm just freaked out, and then all of a sudden my cell phone rings, and it was right next to my head. And it was like I started coming out of it in slow motion. It was like I slowly started to be able to move. It was like the more the phone, like I was like kind of concentrated on the phone ringing. And then the sheet falls to the ground, and I grab the phone and answer it really quickly. And it's my girlfriend at the time. And I'm just like, oh my God, thank God. I see, you know, like, you're never going to believe it. There's this girl crying in my bathroom. And she's like, why the fuck is there a girl crying in your bathroom? It's 2 a.m. And I'm like, no, wait, I'm being haunted or something. There's a situation need to know about.
She's
I was like, yo, I'm literally legit so terrified. Will you just stay on the phone with me? Like, something just happened to me in this room. And I'm like terrified. And I want to open the door because I don't know if there's actually a person here or not.
Yeah.
And then, so she, like, I have her on speaker, and I just like, you know, I knock on the door and I'm like, hello. And like in my head still, I can kind of still faintly hear someone. And I'm like, do you hear that? And she's like, I don't hear anything, but if there's fucking someone in there, it's over. I open the door slowly, it creaks open. And then it takes me forever to find the light. I'm just trying to go, like, not get my body in, just stick my hand in to feel the light. And it's, like, even scarier because it's just dark. And finally, I just walk in and finally turn the lights on, and there's no one there.
Whoa.
And then, I didn't sleep for the rest of the night.
Of course.
And waited for the crew to come. I was just like kind of sitting outside like, hey, dudes, I'm going to sleep in the other house on the floor.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Ugh.
Jesus, that's crazy.
That is crazy. And the thing is that like telling that story, I can hear people saying like, oh, it was sleep paralysis, but it's like you actually woke up with the sheet off of you. It's not like you were paralyzed. And but,
I mean, it's also happened to me kind of another time here at my apartment. And I think it was like the sheet was already falling, you know, it's like that's because I thought about that too. And I was just like, maybe the sheet, I think my perception was way off too. And maybe it had something to do with the altitude. Or not. And I wasn't like hammered drunk, you know. I did have like a couple drinks that night, but I was nowhere near
weird
inebriated or anything like that.
But. Did anybody else stay in that house after you?
I don't know. I just know that I didn't.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
fair enough.
Like, it's a no from me. Yeah.
I think they even told me like, don't tell anybody else that place is haunted because we don't want. There's just not enough room to,
right,
for all these people to stay.
Shit.
They're like, typical model being a diva again.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to sleep in the haunted house. we're going to need to see the pictures from that shoot, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have them?
Not on me.
Not in your wallet that you
I could,
just,
I could find
don't
them.
Fold out. There's not an accordion fold out from your wallet.
I could find them for you, I think.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, we really want them.
We would really love.
We need them for the podcast.
Yep.
It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For my personal.
You guys are creeping me out. The personal podcast in your pants.
It's just. Don't worry about
it. Just give it to me.
Yeah, just in my own personal hand. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My own personal hand. Well, that is terrifying.
Yes.
I'm very scared by that story. Now share my fave story.
Okay, this is the clincher, the good one.
They're both good, but
well, in the 90s, I had a girlfriend named Jane. She's awesome, still one of my best friends. But her good friend Melanie had this house in Connecticut. Her parents had a spare house, and like it had been like a hot summer. And then she's like, oh, we should, you know, like a weekend trip. Let's go to this house in Connecticut. We can go to like hit thrift stores. There's like a lake nearby. It just sounded, you know, pretty, pretty epic little fun trip out of the city. So we drive there and we get to the house. It's beautiful, big, like kind of mansion-y style house. And I'm like, cool, this is great, you know? And we walk in the door and right away we see something like in the foyer. It's like a giant foyer, and right in the middle of the foyer there's a giant black ring on the floor, and we're like, oh, what's that? And at first I was thinking to myself, like, modern art. I was like, people are you know, these people are pretty rich, it's probably, you know,
they
this could
art
be
on their floor.
This could be a Mark Gonzalez, maybe it's a Thomas Campbell, I'm not sure, but it's weird placement on the ground, kind of semi in the middle of the floor. And as I walk up to it, then I see that it's actually hundreds of thousands of dead flies in a perfect
ring.
Circle.
Fuck.
But you know, then it makes sense. And then I look up, and there's a there was a skylight that's round, cylindrical, mm-hmm. and it kind of made sense. I was like, I guess they could have flown up there, like trying to escape, and gotten really
directly
tired, and then
how
fell.
Wide
and
is
then
the circle of the, flies.
The circle of flies was probably about like 3 feet by in diameter.
And what about like the thickness?
The
of
thickness,
the ring?
It was about, I'd say like a quarter of an inch thick.
And just flies, just
and
like
just
dead
flies that were just in a
circle.
Perfect circle.
Weird.
And we were like, well, that's really weird, you know. But in my mind, like, it still wasn't even registering on my haunted factor. I was just like, oh, of course, there's a round. Skylight, so yeah, that must happen all the time.
Yeah,
and science.
So we just swept it up and continued on through the through our day in the house. We went and got a bunch of beer and a bunch of food for the night. I think we'd rented some movies, probably some scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of weird things kind of kept happening, or just weird sounds that you would hear in the house. But also, again, typical for an old
creaky
house in Connecticut, like little creaks and cracks, mm-hmm. and sometimes like the stairs would just like kind of the banister would like shake almost.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely starting to creep me out a little bit, but I wasn't saying anything because I didn't want to seem like the weak one.
Sure.
You never want to seem like the weak one.
No.
Yeah.
That's
as
the
only
one
male
that dies
in the house.
First.
Yeah. So, kind of also do like making dinner and also like just kind of exploring the house, like strange things kept happening where it's just everyone kept misplacing everything. And I was like, hey, did you see where I put the the six pack of beer? It was right here a second ago. And I was like, oh no, somehow it's over here and on top of the TV. You know what I mean? It's like also random. It's like still not even, I don't know why nobody had thought about this before, but yeah. So like things are kind of moving around. There's some creepy sounds. We have a good night, have a really good meal, had a couple beers, watched a movie. We go to bed pretty early. I think we all go to bed at the same time. We had a bedroom like kind of midway down the stairs. There was a lot of rooms in this house. And then her Jane and I were in one room, and her friend Melanie was across the hall from us in another room. And then at about 2:30 in the morning, Jane and I both wake up at the exact same time.
Just no.
Like, oh my God, did you feel that? And it was like just freezing cold, like hair standing up. See, still doing it.
Oh my God. Wow.
Hair standing up and just like, what is that feeling? You just could feel something just super off or just like not right. And then a second later, Melanie pops into the room. It's like, do you guys feel that? We're like, holy shit, what?
Whoa.
You know, it's just like, okay, this is really scary. And she's like, what do we do? What do we do? And then all the doors in the house just slam shut.
Shut the fuck up.
Not even kidding.
Shut the fuck up.
And they start screaming. I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, they're like, maybe you should check it. You know, maybe you should. And I was like, fuck that. Have you ever seen a horror movie? Go check on that.
You should go check it
out. I was like, guess
out.
What? No one's doing, like,
maybe
we're not leaving
in the basement.
Each other's sight. Like, I'm like, I'll sleep on the floor, whatever. We're not leaving this room.
Yeah.
Like, barely anybody gets a wink of sleep. And, you know, we're like, all right, like, let's just break out. We didn't even try to make any calls about, like, to see if things like that had happened at the house before.
Yeah, because it's 2:30 in the morning.
But now it's the next day, and we wake up, and we're like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
And we go, and the keys to the car had disappeared. Totally gone. Never found them. We had to go outside, call AAA, just got our stuff, and sat on the stoop and waited for like 3 hours for AAA to get there.
What the hell?
Never like, and then also too, we kind of didn't talk to each other about it for a really long time. And I'm still like, did this happen the way I remember it? So I still have to do some calling.
You didn't talk to them in anticipation of this interview?
Well, I think I remember texting Jane about it a long time ago. Just because it, I think after telling it to someone,
like,
and I remember being like, and texting her, being like, hey, did A, B, and C happen? She's like, yeah.
You obviously felt strongly enough to like, you cut your time short. You're just like, we're getting out. Like,
oh yeah, we were fully just like, yo, we're out of here. I mean, that morning we were there for
car keys were gone.
Less than 24 hours. The car keys were just.
And did you
straight gone? We searched
the
entire house,
even though
anywhere they could have possibly been. I mean, we didn't go into the basement.
Yeah.
That's what you never do.
Yeah, yeah.
In
course.
A scary movie situation.
I mean,
but it was it was as far as like a shared
experience
like that was the one and only thing that had happened to me that I was like, wow, okay,
there's something going on.
There's
yeah.
forces in the world that are
damn.
Not
chill.
I mean, it
chill.
Almost is. I think it would be better to have like a shared ghost thing because you're like, then you're not crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
like if everybody else is like, no, this felt insane to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a shared UFO story too, but we were super high.
See?
But high doesn't.
But also, I mean,
make you
exactly.
hallucinate.
Yeah.
Not this way.
Just like those guys in Maine or whatever. Yeah.
Which guys in Maine?
There's like a famous UFO abduction story from Maine. They made a movie out of it. They were like loggers, I think. Anyways. Yeah, that's nuts though. That's really crazy.
Yeah, do you remember you told me that story because we were at the beach one time and I randomly was just like, have you ever seen a ghost? And you were like, actually.
Yeah. No,
I felt a ghost.
Or yeah, not seen.
No,
but.
And I still, every time I say, like, talk about it, like, the hair on my arm still stands up because it's like, it was
so
that creepy. That
scary.
You know, when you wake up and it was just, the room is just ice cold and you could just feel something just being wrong. It's hard to explain, but it's like, you knew there's like, hey, we're n- like, there's something that's here with us. And that's like,
was there not like
happy? And was wanted us. It felt like it wanted us to be scared.
Was it like a pit in your stomach? Like,
yeah, it was just like, you know, like when you're, when you feel like, for me, it's just like when you're up somewhere really high and you're like leaning over the thing. It's like, there's like that like kind of intense kind of like all the air just like rushes out of your lungs for a second. And you're, yeah.
Damn. Damn, son.
And so you guys burned the house down after that, right?
Yes, we did.
You just torched that sucker.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Shit.
You're lucky.
You know? You're one of the lucky ones.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Are you saying he's lucky because he's experienced a ghost? Why?
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys experienced ghosts?
No.
No.
What the?
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Oh, and you want to see? You
want
to?
Because we want to. We want to.
Merit and whatnot.
Yeah, we're interested. We're clearly interested, but I also will. We're doing this podcast, and so I keep laying awake at night, being like, "What have I gotten myself into? Like, I'm gonna put myself in these scary situations." But I refuse to do anything without Lillian. Like, we're sharing beds, going to the bathroom together.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Good to know.
It's like Ghostbusters with benefits. Sweet.
That's what we are. That's what I told my parents because they couldn't handle the truth. Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, totally.
What's the podcast called?
It's called Ghosts to Show You.
Thanks, Ghosts to Show You.
It just goes to show
you. You know what? It just goes to show you.
And you know what?
And also,
I'm not haunted as a person.
Well,
I'll be the judge of that. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ghost to Show You is written and produced by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane, with production help from Jesse Rudoy and Leon Kelly. Additional editing and engineering by Jesse Rudoy. Our original theme song is by LP, and artwork is by Paco Park. Follow us on Instagram at Ghosts to Show You. And if you like the show, please rate and subscribe. We need to quit our day jobs.